Today great. Today is such a great day. Everything is so great.
We're going to have a lot of fun. We got some wonderful people for you.
All you mommies and daddies out there who complain to the radio station, I got something to say to you.
And the first thing you've got to do is say the call letters properly. Okay?
It's an incredible metamorphosis of love and emotion and sensitivity and tenderness and fun and joy and happiness.
Did you know that this show represents health and hope?
Racing for a winter storm. It's a great day to come in from the cold on the Amy Beth Arquie Show, weaving together a mosaic of voices from the arts, pop culture, personal growth, and justice. How are you? Our special pop-up weekend edition as we ease our winter woes with some great music to soothe our souls and rev up our psyches. Take on that crazy cultural cacophony. The shutdown. Is there a compromise in sight? President Trump slated to make an announcement in just about a couple of hours. We'll see if it's in good faith, etc. Backlash, the BuzzFeed article that called President Trump a felon. Uh-oh. And Mueller might be on his side. We'll talk. Inspiration Action Challenge, success stories, and you in the mix. Are you listening live? It is Saturday, January 19th, 11 a.m. out west, 1 p.m. central, 2 o'clock here in the east. Number in motion, 347-857-4505. We get ready to get blanketed with snow, ice, and rain here on the east coast and throughout the country. Boy, it has been a rough one. Take it easy and join us however you can. Twitter is 24/7, live or on podcast at AB Writes. If you find yourself listening live for this special pop-up coffee glotch edition, you can also avail yourself of the Facebook page and the PopNet chat box. Folks lining up there already, so somebody in the TCS crew, Trudy and Aurora in the booth, ML headquarters, got that social media memo out early, and we love it. And we'll get to you, I promise. Show today is brought to you in part by Audiophile, Music Books Podcast. Go ahead, caress your ears with everything you want to hear from Audiophile. From Panera, the way food should be, now delivered. And by our pals at PopNet, arts, culture, conversation, up and running 24-7, featuring select editions of the Amy Beth Arquie Show and those robust roundtables. Hence the shakeup in the schedule. We had a couple of raucous conversations this week, did we not? What do you say? You grab yourself a cup of joe, maybe a snack, and bundle up, because she's so cold out there. We'll warm up with the Stones. You're going to open on the Amy Beth Arquie Show.
I'm the burning bush. I'm the burning fire. me here on your way to paradise. You pull the rug right out from under my life. I know where you go to. I knew when you came home last night. 'Cause your eyes had a mist from the smoke of a distant fire. Lord, I was stung. Should have seen it come a long time ago. When I realized the reality gave me a role. If things are the same, then explain why your kiss is so cold. And that mist in your eyes feels like rain on the vine in my soul. The flying and crying, the pressing and getting away. You don't stack up, so pack up and pack up. I just don't care.
Dream don't hit you
on your way out.
Don't you drown when your dream won't run. Don't do the
distant fire. Sanford Townsend Band on the Amy Beth Erkley Show. We'll send that one out to Pearlie via Twitter with a big smile and a nod. Thank you for the kind words. And a big jump starter from the Stones. She's so cold and deep. Bracing for the big storm coming in the Northeast. I know a lot of folks out West already hit by it, so please, folks, stay safe, dry, warm as best we can. This weekend looks like a treacherous one for a lot of folks. Love to hear from you. Twitter is AB Wright. Phone line 347-857-4505. Should you find yourself listening live on Saturday, January 19th. Also, the PopNet Chatbox and the Facebook page is open. PopNet Chatbox, Dom chiming in. Glad to hear the weekend shows. Hope it's a regular deal. Really a lot of fun. Hey, we'll see, Dom. We'll try to make it. Sometimes it's fun to work on the weekends. Sometimes not, but happy to have you aboard, always. Dino via PopNet Chatbox. Don't believe anything that clown Trump says. Is no good, no how, no way. Mm-hmm. I don't know if Dino's referring to the shutdown compromise, which is slated to come. Axios revealed that he is going to make a speech around 4 o'clock this afternoon and offering some sort of compromise, border security, some money, a little less than the $5 billion, I guess he was asking for the border wall, but still the border wall in exchange for more DACA benefits. Good idea, bad idea for the Democrats to do it. You tell me what you think. Twitter's AB Wright's Facebook page is open, and we got a few folks chiming in on that particular question. Teresa says, no way, no wall, or no wall, no way. I kind of agree with that. And Faith on Facebook also says he never keeps his word. There you go. That is the problem, indeed. And the other big story, of course, the backlash against the BuzzFeed story, which broke on Thursday, folks doing handsprings and jigs, and I said, I'm not so sure about this, where they pretty much said he is, in fact, guilty of a crime of coercing burning perjury by telling Michael Cohen to lie about the Moscow Tower deal during his testimony to Congress last time. He's slated to come back in February if it happens. And since then, he has been threatening Michael Cohen's father-in-law. It's very Soprano-esque in his tactics, very thuggish behavior that we have at the top of our chain here in the political spectrum. Scary indeed. But Robert Mueller's office, uncharacteristically, always silent, but they came out with a statement that just said some of the reporting was inaccurate. We don't know what that means. BuzzFeed's standing by their story. They want clarification on what exactly was inaccurate in the story. To make it a little murkier, Jason Leopold, the guy who wrote the story, is a respected journalist, but not one without a cloud over his head. About 15 years ago, he was accused of making up some stories. So we'll see how this all plays out. Not sure, but somehow Trump is spinning it to his advantage, of course, thanking Mueller, and by saying that now the media will have a long time before they can recover because they're obviously, you know, hacks, basically, is what he's saying. Of course, Fox News is known for that, too. But this could backfire on Trump later down the line because now he's praising Mueller, so Mueller comes out with the real facts against him once the report is made. Who knows where we'll stand? As we always say, wait and see, and in the meantime, if you're a federal employee, listen, kids, it's horrible for these people who are furloughed and or working without pay. Either way, it's horrific. These people can't make their bills. There are a lot of nice people out there working to try to help them, and that's good, but they got to get back to work and they got to get paid. It's ridiculous, unconscionable, and Congress should not get paid during this. That's what I say on all of that. In the meantime, we'd like you to all, regardless of circumstance, come in from the cold and join us here on the In the Dark Show. Here's a beauty from Joni Mitchell.
From the sidelines, holding their rulers without a heart, and so with just a touch of our fingers, all we could make our circuit be explode. All we ever wanted was just to come in from the cold.
Come in,
come in.
Colorado, if he take away, closes the door before the winter lets the cold in, and wonders if her love is strong enough to make him stay. She's answered by the taillights shining through the window pane. He said, I want to see you again, but I'm stuck in colder weather. Maybe tomorrow will be better. Can I call you then? She said, you're a rambling man, and you ain't ever gonna change. You got a gypsy soul to blame, and you were born for leaving. at a truck stop diner just outside of Lincoln. The night is black, the coffee he was drinking. And in the waitress eyes he sees the same old light is shining. He thinks of Colorado and the girl he left behind him. He said, I want to see you again, but I'm stuck in colder weather. Maybe tomorrow will be better. Can I call you then? She said, you're a rambling man. You ain't ever gonna change. You got a gypsy soul to blame, and you were born for leaving. Born for leaving. Well, it's a winding road when you're in the lost and found. You're a lover, I'm a runner, and we go round and round. And I love you, but I leave you. I don't want you, but I need you. You know it's you that calls me back here, baby. I can smell your perfume through these whispering pines. I'm with your ghost again. It's a shame about the weather, but I know soon we'll be together. And I can't wait till then. I can't wait till.
It's only world famous because you won't shut up about it.
Kind of one we both accelerate. Finding
There's a government theme song these days, The Beach Boys and Shut Down on the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show, and a pair of winter beauties, Colder Weather from the Zac Brown Band for Jesse and Jeff getting ready for what they say. Yeah, this is the big one again in New Hampshire. Yeah, I know what you're saying. We feel the same way down here in New York. And that other beauty from the winter collection, Joni Mitchell's Come In From the Cold, indeed. Hoping those 800,000 or so federal employees can come in from the cold. It's no fun to be furloughed, no fun to get no money and be able to. Some of these folks who have to are forced to work, the TSA agents, all those people, air traffic controllers, they can't put gas in their cars. I mean, this is ridiculous. It's outlandish. It's disgusting. And something's got to be done. But is Trump coming up with a compromise that anybody can deal with? He's supposed to be making this speech at 4 o'clock. More details are floating in about what that is going to be saying. Scott Dworkin on Twitter just said, as breaking, Trump plans to propose extending DACA and TPS status for, get this, a limited time this afternoon in exchange for wall funding and reopening the government. Weak, he says. He's trying to use even more Americans to get his wall. This is disgusting. No deal, no wall. Did Trump open the government yet? Interesting. The limited time phrase is very operative. You know, here's my thinking. I don't know how they're going to do it. They have to come up with some kind of compromise, obviously, but they can't promise him the wall. What Nancy Pelosi and the Dems can do is try to phrase it in such a way that we'll talk about it. Just like he's saying limited time, we'll talk about the funding after you open the government. That's really what they have to do. Otherwise, you're holding people hostage. And his so-called art of the deal is to hold people hostage, basically be like a five-year-old having a tantrum. Until I get my cookie, I'm just going to stand here and cry and stamp my feet. And we just can't do that because there are other things that are coming that he can do the same thing on. And besides that wall, we've already debunked it in terms of effectiveness. And the cost, by the way, is going to be more than the $5 billion that he proposed. Apparently, we'll see what it happens. He's going to ask for less, but we'll see. In the PopNet chat box, Fendi says, can't be trusted, this Trump guy, no matter what, no matter how. Don't give in to him, Democrats. Okay, we'll see what happens with that. And Lenore via PopNet chat box also says, hey, great show, love listening, good music, and no can do to the wall, by the way. A lot of folks in the same boat. Where are you? Twitter's AB Wright's phone line is 347-857-4505. If you're listening live, you can also dive into the Facebook page and the PopNet chat box. A lot of folks popping in on Facebook on the wall. Jim says, no wall, not now, not ever. DACA recipients will continue to be protected. And again, that limited phrase, Jim, that makes me nervous, too, because he's just playing games, as always. The chicanery, the grifting rolls on. We'll see exactly what happens. Hey, a note from Jalissa on Facebook. She says, why'd you drop me from the Radio Graffiti online page? That's our update page for the show, by the way. I didn't drop you. This is Facebook. We went from over 700 and something members to a little over 3. There's some new algorithm they're using where they're going to drop randomly, quote-unquote, inactive members. I don't know what that means, people who are not responding to posts or posting things or commenting. I'm not sure. So if you want back in, I guess hit me up on the Facebook page, and I'll see what I can do about getting you back in. There's some deal. I got to look into it, how you get reinstated in the group. It's crazy, and nobody knows. Apparently, this is happening to all the groups on the site, and we're not sure why they're doing that. Seems bizarre to me, but I will look into it, and if you have been inconvenienced, I apologize. There's so many ways to get in touch with us. The Facebook page is one. My personal Facebook page, Friend Me, I will post things, updates there, even more so now that we know we've got issues on the Radio Graffiti page, as well as, of course, the website, amybetharkowitz.com. I apologize. It's not us. It's them. That's it. And that's our story, and we're sticking to it. We're also sticking with some great music because it eases our winter woes. Here's the beauty from the ageless Carole King. 77 next month, you say? What's a number? She's been to Canaan, and she wants to go back again.
Sweet dreams.
broken under salt and dirty sand. And it seems the sun is hiding from the moon. Your daddy told you when you were a girl the kind of things that come to those who wait. So give it a rest, girl. Take a deep breath, girl. Meet me at the Bay State tonight. The snow is coming down on our New England town. It's been falling all day long. What else is new? What could I do? I wrote a Valley Winter song to play for you.
Gives me chills every time.
Thank you. from the cold. Close the door from the hurt that makes you feel alone. Time for you to shed that coat you wrap around your love. Lay here in my arms, let me hold you close. I want so. Coming from the rain, shake away all the tears you tried to hide in vain. Tell me every fear that keeps you from this love of mine. Leave it all behind, lay by my side, I'll shelter.
Archway Show, totally different song, but a great one. Not So Forgotten 45 from the Mamas and the Papas, California Dreamin' for Nixie and for Brent. Great one from Fountains of Wayne Valley, Winter Song, and the ageless Carole King, Been to Canaan. On PBS, I've been running the Carole King Live at Hyde Park concert, where she plays the entire Tapestry album. It was recorded back in 2016. Her daughter, Louise Goffin, is helping her out as well, and both women look great. You love what you do, and you got the good genes. There you go, Fountain of Youth. Speaking of which, creativity really is the fountain of youth in oh so many ways. Inspiration to Action Challenge has helped a lot of folks re-embrace their creativity, including Maura in New Rochelle, New York, who's right in my neck of the woods. She says, I've been doing the challenge for a couple of years. It has helped me re-embrace my creativity, my writing especially, and make a career change, as you know. Yeah, full disclosure, Maura has become a creativity coaching client of mine, and sometimes the Inspiration Challenge leads to that. Doesn't have to, but sometimes it does, and if it's worked for you, I'd love to give you that shout. If you need some help, let's start a creativity coaching counseling conversation. First one's always on me. Reach out via the website. It's amybetharkawy, ArkAwy.com. Easy access via the Twitter feed. And give me, you want to connect, let's do 2 to 3 weeks, and I will give you a primer on the challenge and other tips and tricks to get you in that more creative, more youthful direction, if you know what I'm saying. reach out. And while you're there, you can peruse My Stories, The Elastic Word Mystery, some other goodies up for grabs. Chime in with your guest suggestions, your Forgotten 45s, and big story requests, too. It's one-stop shopping. And, yeah, of course, we have the link to the podcast there as well. And maybe we'll give you some other updates since we're having some issues with Facebook. But don't worry about it. We got you covered. Don't worry. So the Donald Trump thing on the shutdown, a lot of folks are chiming in about the so-called compromise, which is going to be coming in a couple of hours or by 4 o'clock this afternoon. Most folks not having it. Kerry says no. Larry says absolutely not. Trump is lying. Two-faced piece of filth who never keeps his word. Supposedly he's going to say he's going to offer some short-term extensions to the Bennies for DACA and TPS recipients, but short-term is the catchphrase there. Nancy Pelosi's got to stick to her guns, I think. Tim says doesn't matter. Whatever he is agreed to, Trump will just back out of it almost immediately. I kind of agree with that. Wall, no deal, so says Brian. So no folks seem to be interested in that. That's for sure. The other story, the backlash from the BuzzFeed story, and I kind of had a sinking feeling this might happen. He's taken a lot of credits and doing all kinds of victory laps so far, Trump that is. I think he's not going to have the last laugh, but right now, not looking good for BuzzFeed and the media. On the other hand, as Manny says, how is it that a publication is being criticized for the possibility of some or all of their report as being inaccurate? The left has experienced that for years now with the trash on Fox News. They spread like manure, and the right just eats it up. Mm-hmm. Indeed. Mazinga says, today would be a great day for the special counsel to deny 4.6 million things reported by Fox News. I get you. I do. I just have a sinking feeling, you know, the way they work it. And you're right. It's all this false equivalency nonsense, too. And first of all, they didn't even say the whole story was wrong. So we'll see. As Future Second says on Twitter, BuzzFeed News inaccurate does not literally mean false. The special counsel's office could have said it was false, but they did not. They want to ensure the public understands the story's sources don't have the ability to confirm their statement with the special counsel. That is all. But very confused says, great job, BuzzFeed. Journalists are already vilified as it is. Were the clicks worth it? It's a mixed bag, as they say, getting swept up in that secondhand news. Nothing to do when time's so bad. From Petra to the drums, as she says, cheeseburger in paradise. On the Amy Beth Arquie show, they were serving cheeseburgers, or were they cheeseburgers in paradise to the Clemson Tigers, the big championship team at the White House this past week, because I guess the White House chefs are furloughed. So Trump went out and bought what he said, good American fast food that we all love, hamburgers from Wendy's, Burger King, McDonald's, and pizzas from Pizza Hut, I believe. And then he tweeted, we had a lot of hamburgers, along with steaming cups of covfefe, I guess. Unreal, indeed. There you have it. If the shutdown situation looms, apparently some sort of a bridge act is being proposed at 4 o'clock this afternoon by the president. Democrats are already shooting it down. What we know so far, a few other things that just came over. Catherine Rampell, who is the Washington Post columnist, said Axios is reporting that Trump plans to offer a bridge act. If this is true, this would not provide a pathway to citizenship for the DACA folks. It would only allow people eligible for or already have DACA to receive work authorization and provisional protected presence for at most 3 years. And as a lot of folks are saying, he'll just renege on it anyway. What the heck? Tweets in, I hope the Democrats decline this. Protection is not enough unless they offer them to become citizens ASAP. He is stuck and has no choice now. This shutdown is on him. DACA, Nancy Pelosi, do the right thing. Reports are out that the Democrats are shooting it down. We'll see again if all this comes out to be true, but a lot of folks are not buying it, as they say, and why should we? Brian says, wall, no deal, no way. Jim adding, the Democrats dismissed Trump's shutdown offer. So we'll get more details as they come in. Apparently Pelosi and the gang not falling for it, standing tall. But on the other hand, something has to be done to get these folks paid. And Congress, every time there's a shutdown, should never get paid. I don't care. Some of them I know are declining it, giving it to charity, et cetera. But some folks are taking their pay. Whether you're a Democrat or Republican, I think that's unconscionable. Congress and the executive branch, if they were not getting paid, guess what? We would see a lot more compromise, a lot more action going. I'm not saying we should give in to Trump and his stupid demands by any sense, but these shutdowns, they should just be a resolution passed that the shutdowns are illegal. We shouldn't have them. Just continue to discuss it. And by the way, where is Mitch McConnell? He is rolled back into a shell and will not come out. I mean, he could do it. He has the power to push those senators because they already voted on the provisions. This is the joke of it. And it's a sick joke because you're hurting so many people and the economy in general. We're all going to be hurt by it. We're all being hurt by the fact that they're not going to have food inspections anymore. I mean, didn't we just have the E. coli and salmonella outbreaks the last couple of months? A lot of things. Air travel safety will be impeded. I mean, it's no joke, kids. No joke at all. Twitter is AB Wright, phone line 347-857-4505, Facebook page, PopNet, Chatbox. So very active day for a pop-up coffee clutch. How we love it. And it's Martin Luther King Day coming up on Monday as we celebrate what's best of the leadership in this country. And, boy, do we need more of that as we all choose love, not hate, because hate is too great a burden to bear. It's Stevie Wonder. I'm Amy Beth Arquie Show.
you know what I mean.
Shed a little light, oh soul.
Shed a little light, oh soul.
So that we can see.
Ah, yeah.
Just a little light, oh Lord.
Just a little light, oh Lord.
Now, set it on up.
Set it on up.
Set it on up, oh Lord. Wanna work it all down.
Shed a little light. Clenching of a fist. There is a hunger in the center of the chest. There is a passage through the darkness and the mist. And though the body sleeps, the heart will never rest. Oh, let us turn our thoughts today to Martin Luther King
and recognize that there are times of men and women living on the earth. Times of hope and love, sister and brother.
On the Amy Beth Orkwey Show, a shout-out to the women's marches taking place throughout the country, New York, Los Angeles, elsewhere. A lot of diffused energy this year, I guess, because of some of the controversy surrounding the organization, and there were a couple of dueling protests in some locations, but still powerful nonetheless. Rising star Alexandria Cortez showed up in the New York contingent, etc. Some powerful stuff out there indeed. And a trio to salute Martin Luther King, remembering the best of us as we're under the thumb of the least of us in the guise of Donald Trump at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue with that great song from James Taylor, Shed a Little Light, the anthem of the tumultuous, painful 60s, Abraham Martin and John from Dion and Reaching Higher Ground from Stevie Wonder. Speaking of higher ground, a shout-out to Jose Andres and the folks at the World Kitchen, another pop-up kitchen in Washington, on 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue for all those affected federal workers. This man has done so much work offering good, nutritious, and delicious food for folks in disaster areas. He's doing it for the local, so to speak, in Washington, D.C. And really, to be honest, there are a lot of local businesses throughout the country that are helping federal workers, large companies as well, some banks offering extensions on loans, mortgages, et cetera. But still, some people are feeling the pain, and who knows how long this is going to go on, and they can't make their bills. It's horrible, and it's a hardship for sure. So we've got to remember our friends who are suffering, and all of us are going to suffer and feel the effects of this in one way or another, that's for sure. As far as whether or not his so-called Bridge Act to come to some kind of compromise will work, a lot of folks are saying no can do, including the Democrats, it looks like, so far. Diane on Facebook says, no wall, don't make deals with crazy people. So the question is, though, what kind of deal can they come up with? They have to come up with something, and with Trump, he's got to look like he won something. So I don't know, maybe call it a wall and then maybe renege yourself. We'll see. Pelosi, my money's on Pelosi, though. I think she's a tough customer. Of course, she just invited him from the State of the Union until the shutdown is over, and then, of course, he went back and told her she can't take the military flight that she was supposed to take, along with a contingent of other congressional leaders. And, of course, it's always undisclosed because it's tricky business and puts folks in jeopardy. So he wrote a snarky letter and said, but, of course, if you choose to, you can fly commercially. That's your prerogative. And they were going to fly commercially, she said, but then as soon as the letter was exposed and their locations were exposed, that put the security in danger. So it's he's really playing like a schoolhouse bully and a baby one at that. Meanwhile, never mind the military planes not being used for an official visit, Melania Trump took an official military plane down to Mar-a-Lago for her weekend vacation. So. But she doesn't care, do you? Very intriguing indeed. Hey, thank you so much for joining us on this special Saturday pop-up. Hey, well, maybe we should do some more weekend shows. Very lively and a lot of folks interacting, which you know we love. DCS crew, Trudy and Aurora, thank you for getting the folks going. MLA headquarters. Archive for podcast. Follow us wherever you get your podcasts, from Stitcher to Spotify, Mixcloud to iTunes, and just ask for it. Also, all roads lead back to our website, amybetharkawee.com, as well as select editions on PopNet and the Arts Radio Network. Friend me on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, Trudy, our producer, Trudy Hart at Radio. And as we brace for those big winter storms, please drive safe, play nice, dream big, and come back and see us, won't you? I'm Amy Beth Arkawee Show. Take care. I love you all as we get ready for the...